Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm here.
Next.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elder Show. Tonight we have Elder Yael with us and myself, Elder Yelaya. And Elder, I was looking at the scripture here, and, you know, our versions are a little bit different, but I'm going to go ahead and attempt to read the foundational scripture. Says, I shall favor whomever I favor. And you might have to give me the text, because I'm looking in my King James Version, and it comes up to say, for whosoever findeth favor findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Yah. Now, I don't know if that's the scripture you were looking for. That's in Proverbs 8:35. I didn't see the scripture reading in the email text. So it might be a little different.
It's Romans chapter 9, verse 15.
Okay.
All right.
Romans chapter 9, 15. Let's see. I'm going to read that. Romans 9, 15. Oh, yeah. We were talking about Romans 9. Romans 9 got a lot of good stuff in it. Power pack. I remember that. Okay, Romans 9, 15. Man, we should just read the whole chapter of Romans. We ain't going to do that. But 9, 15. For he saith to Moshe, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a beautiful scripture. So what that's saying is Abba Yah is sovereign. He's going to do it his way, no matter what we think about it. That's a beautiful thing, and I'm glad about that. Because, you know, the Bible said the ways of a man is not within himself. So we don't know our own way. You know, we might think we know our way. And I got to a point in my walk with Yah, you know, I was thinking, well, I'm going to pray for what I need. And so, you know, you think you're praying for what you need, but you really don't need it because you're praying with your human understanding. So I come to realize the best we can do is we could pray for what we think we want. That's about as high as we can get, you know, unless we're praying strictly by scripture. But if we're praying out of our emotions, and out of our desire, the best we can do is pray for what we think we want. And I say what we think we want because there's been a lot of us prayed for what we want, and we got it, and it wasn't right. you know, whether it be a mate, whether it be a job, you know, or whatever, we said we want that, and we got it, and we found out it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. You know, like I say, be it a mate, be it a job. So about as high as we can do it in our carnal understanding is we could pray for what we think we want. But I love it here. This is the highest because Yah says, I will have mercy. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So it's best that we just leave it in Yah's hands and say, we know he knows best for us. And we pray against the spirit of fear and doubt because some of us, and I've been there, some of us are afraid to actually say, Yah, have your will in my, let your will be done in my life. You know, I'm going to illustrate that because here's where you might be when you say that. Let's say you're a single man or woman, and you know, you might in the flesh, you might know what they call your type, right? You might be looking for a mate, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, to marry. I'm not talking about looking for a girlfriend, boyfriend to fornicate. I'm talking about looking for a mate. So you might know your type in the flesh, but you're trying to walk with Yah, and you're afraid to go the whole nine yards and say, Yah, give me the person that's best for me. You know why? Because you're thinking in the flesh. You might think Yah going to give you that green-eyed monster and give you that person that, you know, you don't have no attraction for, you know, you start thinking of worse because that's what Hashatan put in our head. So we're not going to pray that. A lot of us ain't going to pray that prayer in faith. We're not going to pray that prayer confidently and say, "Yah, give me the person that's best for me. Give me the person you want me to be with. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh," you know. So we're going to hedge our bets. We either not going to pray at all about that, or we're going to twist the prayer in our fleshly favor. So when we really walk with God and when we really know him, and when we know he has our best interest in mind, we won't be afraid to pray that prayer.
That's right.
Because we're not looking, we know it's not going to be, we know our Father is not some, he's not some ghoul up there just saying, that's all I wanted to hear. I'm going to give them this monster they don't want nothing to do with. No, that's not our Father. He said, "My thoughts towards you are peace." You know, he knows his thoughts towards us. Thoughts of peace. Yah knows what's in our best interest. And why I'm saying all this, it's in our best interest to just step back and let Yah be sovereign in our prayers, in our life, whatever path he has us on, let him be sovereign. Don't be afraid to let Yah be sovereign. Elder, that was an
there you go.
Scripture. That was an excellent scripture. And that takes growth, and that takes just stepping out on a limb and trusting in our Abba Yah. Let him be sovereign. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah.
Elder, I'm going to go ahead. I know you got some things to say on this. I'm going to let you go ahead and bless our listening audience. And I just step back and say hallelujah. Let's not be afraid to let Yah have his way in our lives. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, because, see, when you look at something like that, first of all, you got to know. Yahushua, he even told us plain. He said, "Look, if you love me, keep my commands." Okay? So, now, how can we expect? Maybe that's why Satan gets in our mind when we start, asking things like this. If we let Satan, because we have something that we may not be doing what we should be doing in our lives, because he plainly tells us, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So he knows if you love him, right? He knows that. And if he know you love him, and you do love him, this ain't no joke thing, okay? Y'all gonna favor whomever he say I favor, you see?
Hallelujah.
So we can depend on his favor, not no destruction from him, you see? And so y'all gonna favor those who love him. You see, this is the way I look at that, because when we start to listen to Yah's word, the more we listen to it, the more we start to understand how Yah deals with us. You see, how he works with us. And each day I'm finding out, man, Yah is, he's far beyond, he's far ahead of us. Anything that we think we want, he's far ahead of us on these things. If we even think about that, it's something that we think we want, whether it be a woman or a woman wanting a man. However, he already way ahead of us. He knows exactly what's going on in us, what we need, what we should have, when we should have it, and so forth. So that's the good thing about Yah. We can trust him. And that's kind of why I picked this chapter here, Romans. Chapter 9, because I have seen some very good things out of this chapter here that Paul is trying to get over to us, and we need to understand this, because it's really deserving for us to get in this book and start maybe picking out all of these verse chapters that we can and try to make sure we get an understanding of what is being taught to us by the apostles, you see, by the prophets and so forth. So hallelujah. You know, so as I start, I want to look at, start in verse 1 in chapter 9 of Romans, okay? Because I like the way he comes on. First of all, he says, I speak the truth in Messiah. You see, I like that. He speak it, okay? I do not lie. My conscience also bearing me witness in the set-apart spirit. You see? In the set-apart spirit, that means he has the word of Yah in his conscience. You see? It's already done. He done planted that in him. See, that's what we got to do. We got to get Yah's word, feed up on his word, so that we can have his word, his spirit, in our conscience, you see, bearing witness with us, you see. And that, and as we go on, it says in verse 2, that I have great sadness and continual grief in my heart, for I myself could have wished to be banished from Messiah for the sake of my brother, my relatives, according to the flesh. You see? See, this is he's going to make himself clear. Verse 4 says, who are the children of Israel? See? I guess he was saying something that was going on with the children of Israel. But let's look at this here. To whom is the adoption? You see? There it is. And the esteem, see, and the covenants, the laws and commandments and so forth, and the giving of the Torah, you see, and the worship and the promises, you see. This is all, he's breaking it down, showing, you know, from the beginning, look what Israel was given. Look who Israel is, really. Look who Israel really is here. Look what I'm telling you, showing you about us. What Paul is telling us. And this is why I like that. I like this because I am a Hebrew Israelite myself. I am Israel, you know? And that makes me, that really makes me, give me very, all of the confidence I need, you know, to put my trust in Yah, because he did all of these things for this nation that he's, you know, the nation that he had chosen. He chose, okay? He chose us above all of the nations out there. You see? And here we go. Whose are the fathers? Okay? The whole nation of Israel is the father. You know? We belong to Yah. And from whom also is the Messiah according to the flesh. The Messiah even was given to the world, and he given it through the nation of Israel, from whom the Messiah, according to the flesh, who is over all, Yah blessed forever. So be it. Okay? So this is what we're looking at when we're looking at this chapter. Shaul is saying a lot of things here, and this is something we really need to contemplate on this, because when I read this next verse, I'm looking at here, he said, okay, Shaul, he breaks it down. He said, but however, it is not as though the word of Yah has failed. But now, and then he's going to break this down. But they are not all Israel who are of Israel. How about that? You know?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know? And when I thought about this, I said, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. Is this possibly the reason why some of these people that look like Hebrew Israelites, supposed to be and saying that they are Hebrew Israelites, but they can't for some reason come to the understanding of who Yah is? They'll come out with the name of Jesus and fight you against Yah's name. You see?
This is
what we have. You know, we have to wonder when Shaul says, you know, they are not all Israel who are of Israel. You see?
Okay. Oh, hallelujah.
You know, but he gonna break this down a little bit. He's gonna go ahead. He said, neither are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham. But he says, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. He separated there. He done separated it now. Okay? Because we know he had another son by the other woman, by the Egyptian woman, and so forth, who had
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of other people. But yet, they Abraham's seed. But are they really his seed? He's breaking it down. He's letting you know. In Isaac, your seed shall be called, okay? That is, those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yah, you see? But the children of the promise are reckoned as the seed. You see? So there it is, see? He, and we know the promise he just told us came through Isaac. In Isaac your seed shall be called. Okay? So there it is. So there's nothing in the world, whoever is out there claiming to be Israel, if they are not the seed of Isaac through Abraham, they can forget it. They may as well stop peddling their lies. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, break it down. Realize that they can't. It ain't going that way. It ain't going nowhere. That's why we know this stuff over there in Israel, the land of Israel now, the so-called land of Israel anyway, and these people over there telling the world, deceiving the world, that they are the children of Israel, calling themselves Jews. You know, they are the children of Israel. Shemites or whatever they want to call, you know, they done got the whole world scared of them. If you say the word, say one word against the word Shemite, oh man, you in trouble with them. You know, who are these people? Who are they? Okay, we can look back in Genesis and find that out.
You can look back to Genesis, or you can look ahead to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9.
That's right. That's true. So you know,
hey, you can look back and find who they are, and you can look forward and find who they
look
are.
Look forward. That's what I'm talking about. You see, so we got to worry about them then. Now that we know what the scripture has already warned us about them, you know. These people, he tells us in Revelation, of course, they do lie, you know. In fact, they are the synagogue of Satan. So how can
there
you
go.
Worry about that? You see what I'm saying? So, but let me just move on here. Okay. And here in verse 9, it says, for this is the word of promise, okay? At this time I shall come, and Sarah shall have a son, okay? We need to remember that, or synagogue, or those people over there calling themselves Jews, they need to remember these things, these words, what Yah is talking to his people with, okay? And quit lying to the world out there, you see? But our people got to wake up and look into this for themselves. You can't be sitting around waiting for some old greasy-mouth preacher to teach this to you, because he's not, okay? All right. Okay, and it goes on to say, and not only so, but Rivkah, having conceived by one, our father, Yitzhak, okay, yet before they were born or had none, had done any good or evil, okay, in order that the purpose of Yah, you see, the purpose of Yah did this himself. He set this all up. And he didn't have to ask you permission to do it. You see? So that's what we got to understand. This is Yah we're looking at, okay? In order that the purpose of Yah, according to choice, might stand, not of works, but of him who called, you see? And that's what I'm talking about. Yah is doing this. When he told, Rebecca that... you know, two nations are in your womb and so forth. One is going to be the older will serve the younger. you know, he knew what he was saying. He did. He said that it's already set up in place. So we don't have to get upset with Rebecca, you know, because she worked with her son, Jacob, to make sure he get that venison ready for Isaac, Jacob, you know, Abraham, I mean, for Isaac, you know. And so we don't have to be upset with her. You know, she was doing what she just, she was just doing, she was working, doing the work of Yah, you know, carrying out Yah's purpose through her, you see. So it was said to her, the greater shall serve the lesser, you see. The older, elders, the older one, oldest one, Esau, will serve Jacob. You know, these two kids, these two twins, these twins that you're about to have, okay. So as it has been written, Jacob, he says, I have loved, but Esau, I have hated, okay? And these are the words of Yah, and ain't no use of us worrying about it because, you know, this is Yah. You either on board with him or you can make a mistake and think you, because you ain't nothing compared to Yah. Think you are something to try to get an attitude. And that's why I can't deal with anybody out here that thinks that they gonna argue with me concerning Yah's name. You see? If you know something about his name that I don't know that is true, I wanna hear you worshiping the truth, you know? I don't wanna hear you crawling into my life talking about I worship Christ. I got Jesus on my side, but you don't know who, you don't even know the name of Yah. You know, I say it's obvious that you don't know. See, okay, no matter what, it's obvious that you really don't know because you're worshiping something strange out there, you know. And he told us about that. He told us we should not even mention the name of those deities, those false deities, okay. We're not to even let them be heard out of our mouth. So we need to understand that before we, you know, have the audacity to get upset just because we done built us a little thing around this, around here, set it all up on the internet or whatever, you know, and you know, you just promoting old Jesus, old JC, you know. You go ahead on and do that then. Okay, what then shall we say? Is there unrighteousness with Yah? It tells us, let it not be. Let it not be, because there it is. For he says to Moses, okay, to Moshe, I shall favor whomever I favor, and I shall have compassion on whomever I have compassion. Now that's Yah. Now who's gonna change that? Who's gonna hinder that? Who's gonna say that's wrong or anything like that? Okay, all right. Because this is Yah's doing, and I'm for what Yah is doing. If that's what he say he will do, then I know to get my act together, because I do know what Yahushua told me. If you love me, keep the commandments. Be obedient. Okay?
That's right.
I can't be running out here just because he said, I favor whoever I favor. And I shall have compassion on whomever I have compassion. Now, this is what he said. So, hey, that's him. You know, I'm just thankful that at least I do know to get into a position so that when he does have compassion, when he does favor, you know, I can expect his favor. I can expect his compassion, you see? Because I am doing what is right, you see? And that's what we need to, that's what we got to understand, you know? We can't be out there upset. No, Yah is Yah. And he is love, okay? Especially for his people. We are his people. That's the good thing about it, you know? So then, it is not of him who is wishing, nor of him who is running, but of him who shows favor. You see, he shows favor. You see, and that's the good thing right there. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, For this same purpose, I have even raised you up to show my power in you and what my name and my name that and that my name be declared in all the earth. You see? See, Yah has a reason for doing whatever he's doing. And here he is. He got Pharaoh raised up in the all hard heart, whatever was going on with him, just to show, you know, show his power. And that my name be declared in all the earth. That's why I know it's very important, Yah's name, to me. Okay? It's very important that I call on that name, okay? And I can't have no other name coming rolling out of my head talking about something in it. Nobody, nothing. But, you know, the Almighty Yah, the Creator, you know, nothing else. Nothing else before him, nothing else. Thou shalt have no mighty one before him. That's the command, okay? It's in the Ten Commandments, you see? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to call on Yah, all right? We're going to call him. That's who we're going to trust, you know? For so then he favors whom he wishes, and he hardens whom he wishes, you see? Then you shall say to me, okay, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his counsel? But who are you, O man? There you go. Who are you to talk back to Yah? You know you got to be crazy. Shall that which is formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? You see, just common sense. Just think about this. You know, just be real. Be sensible about this, you know. Yah's not putting nothing on us here that you know, anything that's going to be detrimental to us, you know, just giving you an opportunity to use that good common sense that he has given you. That's what it is, you know. Recognize that you are somebody to him, you know, and so act like it, you know, and therefore you don't have to be shying away from him, okay? Now, it asks us here, it goes on and say here, I'm going to get the little piece down here. I might go to the end of this chapter, Elder. I don't know. And then we can feel like I can let you have it. Okay? It says,
okay.
Does not
go right ahead, though.
Okay. Does not the potter have authority over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for value and another for none and another not for value? And if Yah desiring to show wrath and to make his power known with much patience, tolerated the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, okay, and that he might make known the riches of his esteem on vessels of compassion. You see that? Vessels of compassion, which he had prepared beforehand for esteem. You see? Yah has already got this thing worked out already for his purpose, you know, for the best for mankind. It's just simple. Even whom he called, not only us of the Yahudim, not only us, but also of the nation. See, that's what we got to understand. Recognize Yah is almighty over all. You see, the scripture somewhere tells us the earth is his and everything in it belongs to Yah. You see? So even those other nations, you see? So, hey, you know, we can't get big-headed about nothing. Okay? As he says in Hosea 2, I shall call my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall be in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living Yah. You see? And Isaiah cries out on behalf of Israel, See, this is what I'm saying. Israel got to get it together, you know. Or we need to be done, gotten it together after all of this, what Shaul here has written. We should have it. We should be doing everything we can to try to get it together. Because Isaiah cries out on behalf of Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved. You see that? It's the remnant.
Oh, Elder, you're still in my favorite scripture now. Go ahead, Elder.
Okay, let me back down here.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right, Elder. Go ahead. If anybody's going to do it, I'd rather you do it. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Well, that's all right, you know, because the remnant, there's a remnant of us, you know, going to be saved. And that's why I tell people myself right now, I said, look, whatever you should, if you got anything to do, don't let nothing hinder you from searching the word of Yah every day, every chance, every opportunity you can, you see? Because I see a lot of things around. I see a lot of people sometimes, they let television, these games things, they let all this stuff get in their way. And they don't realize that's precious time that they are wasting. You could be communicating with Yah, okay? Making sure your calling and your election is sure, okay? Because you don't need all of this other stuff because it ain't going to get you, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. These television programs that's been put out years ago and so forth, why should I sit around and waste my time being entertained by that stuff, you see? When I could be looking at Yah's word, letting Yah entertain me, letting Him put His spirit in me, okay?
That's
see,
right.
And that's the key. That's it. We got to do these things, okay? And as Isaiah said before, if Yah of hosts had not left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom. And we would have been made like Amora, you see? So this is what I'm saying. We got to grab on to His word, let His word, because Yah's word today is just as effective for us now as it always have been, you see? Just because we got all these people out there misusing His word, these preachers out there calling on these other names and so forth, polluting and messing up His word, you know, we got to get down to the word ourselves and call on Yah by His name, okay, and Yahushua, so that we could get the pure effect of His word now, right now. See? Okay, what shall we say then? That nations not following after righteousness have obtained righteousness, even the righteousness of belief. There it is. See, and this is what I like about Yah's word, because you have to learn how to become a believer. That's why when I just look real quick over here in chapter 10 of Romans, verse 17, what does it tell us? So then, belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. See how important this belief is for us, okay? So if we don't hear the word, if we're not willing to put some time into this word so that we can be hearing it, then how can we become believers, okay? We got to become believers of this word. We got to be able to know what is being said and what we can trust and how we can talk to Yah, communicate with Him, you see? But Israel, following after the law of righteousness, has not arrived at the law of righteousness. Why? Because it was not of belief. That's it. That's what I'm saying. We need to continually to read Romans 10:17, okay, so that we can understand until we let that sink into us, into our mind. So then belief comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yah, okay? That's what we got to understand. We got to get this now. So so that we can have it, because time is going short. Time is running short. Okay?
That's so,
you see? And that's why I'm going to go back 32 here and 9. Why? Because of it was not belief, not of belief, but as by works of Torah. For they stumble at the stone of stumbling. As it has been written, see, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock that makes for falling. And everyone who is believing on him shall not be put to shame. You see, that's why that belief is so important, you know. And so it tells us exactly how we can get this belief, become a believer, okay? That's right, because even Isaiah asked the question. However, not all obeyed the good news. But Isaiah says, yeah, who has believed our report? See? So that's what I'm saying. It's, you're going to believe it if you are willing, if you want to, you know, because he's telling us how we can become a believer, okay, and have what he can put in us, what we need, what he needs to do for us. Maybe for us to be recognized as the sons of Yah, the true manifestation of the children of Israel. But, Elder, I want to stop here because I can get carried away with this stuff. And I love it. This is the word of Yah, and I really.
Elder, that was good. That was real good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me let you jump on in there. And continue on with this good news tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was getting fed. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Elder, I'm going to try to, you know, pigtail on what you were talking about. I was thinking about this word, you know, when you know, when I was in school and you were in school, Elder. This word matriculation came about.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of it outside of college, really. But when I went to college, you know, I heard this word matriculation. Matriculate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's, you know why I'm using it, just pick that word. You know when Shaul, when he went up, I think, to Athens, right? And you know, he had later on said that they're superstitious. He told them to their face, you know, he's above all things, you know, men of Athens, you're superstitious. But Shaul was so full of the spirit and so full of wisdom that he used their own customs to gain a foothold to minister the good news to them, to minister the good news about Yehoshua to them. And so up on, I think it was Mars Hill, they had all these plaques to their different deities, you know, their different gods. You know, I mean, these gods run into each other. I don't know the Greek from the Romans, you know, gods like Diana and all these, Prometheus. You could go to your Greek library. You could see all these gods they had. So Zeus, you know, and but they had one plaque for the unknown god. They must have heard that there was a real god out there that you know, that they just didn't know about. So they had this plaque for the unknown god, and so Shaul. The wisdom of the Ruach, he says, look, y'all gather around me. I want to talk to you about this unknown God that you that you have marked here. And he start ministering to them about our Mashiach. So this word matriculation, in a way, is like that, because I only heard it when I went to college. And after I got out, I don't hear it on my job. I don't hear it, you know, in my social circles or nothing like that. But we're going to look at it just like that plaque to the unknown God, matriculation. Okay, basically,
mm-hmm.
to enroll as a member. Member what?
Mm-hmm.
To enroll as a member of something. Okay, so we're going to matriculate. Because I'm talking
mm-hmm.
to all my Israelite brothers and sisters. And I just want to cut this in there. The time is short. It's short
mm-hmm.
for all of us. You know, the funny thing about it, all of us think we have a certain amount of time. You know,
mm-hmm.
the older we get, we might be a little realistic. We might think, okay, well, I don't have as much time, you know, in my 50s as I did in my 20s. I mean, at least
mm-hmm.
give our carnal brain that much, you know, that much credit. But still, in our 40s, 50s, and 60s or beyond, if we're still alive and have breath, we think we have a certain amount of time. Now, we got to think
mm-hmm.
that because if we didn't, if we could see the
mm-hmm.
way Yah sees, our behavior would change. Our perception
mm-hmm.
would change. Our attitude would change. So we must think we have time. So that's why we're going to deal with this thing, matriculation, to enroll as a member. A member of what? A member of something. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 12. And 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 12 and, I want to make sure I get this right, Elder. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. Okay, I'm glad I looked at it. Make sure that's what I want. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. It reads as follows. It's, remember,
mm-hmm.
matriculation, is, remember, it says to enroll as a member. And we just dot,
mm-hmm.
dot, dot of something. Okay, so 12 and 27 says, now ye are the body of Mashiach. Listen to here. Now ye are the body
mm-hmm.
of Mashiach and members, you hear that? And members,
mm-hmm.
remember, matriculation means to enroll as a member of something. That means you volunteer to be a member of something. So it says,
mm-hmm.
now you are the body of Mashiach and member. That means you volunteer to be a member. It's saying members in particular. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to talk about the what they evangelicals call the fivefold ministry in verse 28. So
mm-hmm.
we are members of Mashiach. So why did I choose matriculate? Because
mm-hmm.
where we are right now, listen here, where we are right now in our spiritual walk, our spiritual understanding, our spiritual consciousness, our reality, and to where we want to go, if you have the reality of Mashiach, you want to go one place. You want to go to the kingdom. Is that right, Elder?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You want to go to the
mm-hmm.
kingdom. I mean, Elder, you might, along the way, you might want to touch base here, touch base there, you know, bring some of your friends along, bring some of your family along, you know, have
mm-hmm.
a little rest, have a little pleasure. But what is your ultimate aim? Your ultimate aim is
mm-hmm.
you have enrolled. We're talking about matriculation here. If you have enrolled as a member of the body of Mashiach, then your ultimate aim is the kingdom. Because anything
mm-hmm.
short of that is a what? A failure. Okay?
That's right.
There's a failure. So how do we do it? I just have a few scriptures here, Elder, because, you know, we're up against time.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? We're going to go to first, I mean, not first, we're going to go to Philippians
mm-hmm.
2 and 12. is going to really bring the matriculation process, going to really bring it home here. 2 and 12, it reads as follows. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Listen here. Okay, here's the fruit of this scripture here. Listen here. Work, then this explains matriculation better than the Merriam-Webster definition that I read earlier. Listen here. This is the spiritual definition of matriculation. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Listen here. Work out your own salvation. Stop there for a minute. Work out your own salvation. Because we're going to the bottom line here, Elder. The time is short. And I'm glad you read one of my favorite scriptures in Romans 9:27. Because the time is short. It said, work out your own salvation. What? How do you do it? With fear. Why would you have fear? The only reason you have fear is because you might miss. You might miss the mark. Don't ever think you got it made. The great apostle Shaul, you could say when he came up to questioning, now I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not saying that this is how it did, but he brought this up in his epistle. He said, I have not apprehended. It's like, let's just say somebody asked him that. Apostle, you have healed the sick. You have opened the blinded eyes. You have laid hands, and the people have received the Ruach HaKodesh by the laying on of hands. You have manifested the gifts. You are a great man of Yah. You know, you must got your ticket punched to the kingdom. What does Shaul say? Shaul says, he say, I have not apprehended. That means he.
That's right.
He has not got it made. And I love the one thing he says, unless he says he don't want to be lost. He says, unless I have ministered to others, I myself would be a castaway. He doesn't want to be a castaway. He ministered to hundreds or maybe thousands of others, manifesting the gift of the Spirit. But yet he says he himself would be a castaway. None of us have it made. We all have to press toward the mark or the prize of the high call, Mashiach. So we're talking about matriculation. If we go into college as a freshman and we have hoped to make it out as a senior in good standing, there's some things we got to do. We got to stay on the path. You know, you might have parties, but you better. I think me and you talked about a little college days, Elder. You don't mind. You told me some stories, and you know, some of your maybe college buddies, they was partying everything, but you was hitting the book. And I think when test day came, I don't know if they was all asking you to, you know, asking you for help. You know, I know me and you got to share that story with me. But you have prepared yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You have prepared yourself. You know,
that's
you prepared yourself to what? To pass that test and go to the next step. But here they out partying, smoking, whatever they doing. They wasn't prepared. And the Bible gives us an illustration of that when it talks about, you know, the virgins, 10 foolish, 10 wise virgins. And the wise, they were going about like you were, preparing yourself. Yeah, you're young. You got a lot of energy. You might want to do some things on a Friday, but you were looking ahead. So these wise virgins, they were looking ahead. And they may want to have fun like the others, but they were looking ahead. The others said, no, I'm just going to indulge right now. And, Elder, that's I'm going to pause a little bit. That's where a lot of us in Israel is right now. We pausing and we're indulging. Mm-hmm. You know why?
That's right.
Because we think we could grab. Look, Yah has left us so many examples. He left
That's
us
right.
so many. And so they thought that their sistren, they thought that when the time really mattered, that they could grab the coattails of their sisters and be pulled along and rescued, right? But it didn't
mm-hmm.
happen that way.
That's right.
When the time came, when the master came, the ones that had oil in their lamps, that means that they had occupied, that they had worked the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, occupy till I come. They had occupied. They was walking the walk. They weren't just talking the talk.
That's right.
They were walking this life. They were walking this, faith life, this truth life. So we come into this
mm-hmm.
truth. Are we walking this truth life? They were walking it. A lot of us came to the truth that, I'm an Israelite. Oh, my goodness, I'm not a nigger. I'm somebody. And you stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's going to get you in alone? You know, I remember this, it's probably still is, but this big thing about melanin. Oh, we got the melanin. That's the substance of Yah. Man, the Bible said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no confidence in flesh. But, yeah, we were all freaked out over melanin.
Mm.
So these 10 wives, they were occupying. They were doing what they had to do. They were living the life. They were living the faith life. They were living the truth life. You know, I love the brothers I used to listen to a few years ago. They used to have this song, We the Israelites. You know, I was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really, to be real about it, 100% adopted to rap. I used to always think rap was, all right, I'm going to get real. I hope the rappers that don't dislike. I just always think rap was for people who didn't know music, who wanted to be into music. You know what I'm saying? That's what I look at. I was a trumpet player, played the keyboard, sang some, and
mm-hmm.
it's almost like you paid your dues. It ain't like I worked for it, but I'm just saying I grew up in a time where, you know, you sang or you played your instrument. And you know, just like Prince and, you know, Larry Graham and, you know, other musicians. I mean, even the great singers who we thought back in the day. What's his name? My man, Turn Off the Lights. Elder, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
And then you got Marvin Gaye. You know, people think that they were all just good singers. These were real musicians. Teddy Pendergrass was a professional drummer. So was Marvin Gaye. He was a studio drummer, and he played the piano. So, I mean, this is what I knew. So when rap came out, I remember I had a friend, a best friend, and I used to play the trumpet at that time. And he used to be into this funk stuff, this Parliament. You know, and he was really into it, and he used to, and then he started, like, he didn't know nothing, and he couldn't sing a lick, he couldn't play a lick, but he started this rap group, and, you know, he was trying to really be into this rap group, and he would rap off of, you know, he was in the funk, so he would rap off of the George Clinton Parliament stuff, but I don't know that. This dude don't know nothing about you. Okay. Why I'm getting into this? Because it's almost like he jumped ahead, you know, without walking the walk. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get to the king? You got to walk the walk. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to keep y'all connected. You got to walk the walk. So if you don't really have the interest in music in your heart to discipline yourself and say, this is something I love, so I'm going to find out all I can about it and apply what I learned and practice and put in the work, then, you know, that's why we're, Elder, I'm serious, that's why we're at the level, you know, let's just talk about even the carnal level. That's why we're at the level of artistry we are now in what we call our popular music and everything. It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure garbage. I mean, I know some young people like it, but it's garbage. Argue with somebody else. So that's my point. You don't put in the work. If you don't put in the work, so you talk about truth, but you don't put in the work to walk this out, you got to walk this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't enough to say we are the people of the book. Yes, we are. It ain't enough to say, the melanin magic. Oh, that's the substance of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Melanin could be beautiful, but none of that is going to get you into the kingdom. Flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom of Yah. We got to walk this thing out. So that's what we're talking about in matriculation. Elder, can you give me a few more minutes?
Oh, go right ahead.
I'm going to wrap this thing up. Okay, so matriculation, to enroll as a member of something, and we know as a member or of a body, and we read in Philippians 2 and 12, we read how to do that. It says, work out your own salvation with what? With fear and trembling. Why would you fear? Because the fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
If the Ruach is in you, you will know when you're coming up short.
Mm-hmm.
He's our comforter, yes. But it also says that it'll show you things to come. It'll show you if you're missing the mark, too. That's one of the things it'll show you.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
You know, Shaul said, you know, I press toward the mark. He said, right after he said he haven't apprehended, Shaul said, I don't have it made. But right after he said that, he turned around and said, but in all that, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Yah in Mashiach. He pressed towards it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to press towards this thing. And I'm going to just give some simple steps, because we've got to matriculate ourselves through this process, through this process of salvation. We all want to make it. I want to make it with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I want my wife, I want her to make it. I want my family to make it. But you know what, Elder? When we stand before the judgment, we have to stand for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
That's all
we can do for our loved ones and our families, we better try to do it right now while we're on this side of things. So,
that's right.
This is a simple step. How can we matriculate through? Okay, I got one more scripture to read. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. Here we go. All right. I'm not going to be long. 12 and 27. It says, now ye are the body. Remember, matriculate to enroll as a member or a body of something. So it's telling you what you are by spiritual matriculation, it's telling you what you are body of. It says, now ye are the body of Mashiach. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And members in particular. Now, let's go backwards. I'm going to go to verse 1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles. Now, this doesn't apply to us, this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Get the principle of the letter, okay? Get the principle of the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of Yah, and listen here, speaking by the Spirit of Yah, mm-hmm. call it Yahshua a curse, and that no man can say that Yahshua is master but by the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same master. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same Yah which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. But we all have an equal chance. It's almost like we're all starting at the starting line together, okay? Now, some of us mm-hmm. woke up 2008 like I did, 2007 or whatever time, and some of us woke up later, 2015, 19. Some of us woke up early. So mm-hmm. we're all got our equal chance, right? We're all at the starting line. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man and woman to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. If we're going somewhere with this, stay with us. To another the working mm-hmm. of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation mm-hmm. of tongues. And we read these spiritual gifts now. And these spiritual gifts mm-hmm. are still in operation. Now, I know we'll keep going. But all those worketh that one and the self-same Spirit. See that? So it's all equal. Mm-hmm. Y'all say he has no respected person. Hallelujah. That's why I love, not just what I, that's one of the many things I love about Yah. He's so fast. It's a divided to mm-hmm. every man or woman severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all, okay, so with matriculation, remember, to enroll as a member or of a body. It says, for as the mm-hmm. body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body also to Mashiach, for by one Spirit mm-hmm. we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Yehudi or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? See, so everybody has its purpose. You know, you might have a person is a teacher. You might have a person mm-hmm. who excels and helps. They're just good in serving. You might have a person good in organization, administration. You might have a person mm-hmm. who is good in fundraising. Everybody has their part. It says, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath Yah set the member. There we go. We are a member of something. That's matriculation. But now hath mm-hmm. Yah set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Don't be upset about where you are in the body. Mm-hmm. Yah has you in your perfect place. It says, and if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many, we're coming to a close, but now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but Yah hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. You see what Yah does?
Mm-hmm.
So the part that lacks the most, he gives the most esteem to. Hallelujah. The part that lacks most in the flesh, in our flesh, he gives the most esteem. He say that there should be no, why does he do that? That there should be no schism in the body. So nobody could think, you know, I'm the big eyes or little use. Nobody could think that.
Mm-hmm.
That there should be no schism in the body. But that the
man
should have the self, should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member to be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And here we go back to our foundational. Now ye are the body of Mashiach and members in particular. So how do we get there? We get there, yes, by being corporal and together as we can work together, as you can work with a brother or sister. But until you could reach another brother or sister who can help you along the way, you might have to walk some miles alone. Of course, you're never alone because he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. But it may look like you're walking alone because you don't have a brother or sister in the flesh. That's part of the matriculation. We got to get here. And the last 5 minutes here, this is what I'm going to spend on. There's a song called by Bobby Caldwell. He sung a song in 1987 called All or Nothing at All. And this is where Yah has us right now. It's all or nothing at all. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how we going to get to our destination. If you are a member in the body of Mashiach and your ultimate goal is not making a kingdom, then you need to do what Paul say and examine yourself. You know what Shaul say? He said, let a man or woman examine himself to see if they are really in the faith. Because you're not really in the faith. Is your ultimate gain, if your ultimate goal is not reaching the kingdom. You're faking the funk. You're playing games. You're wasting your time. I heard one preacher say, and I used to love this. He said, if you want to go to hell, don't go on a strain. He said, live it up. If you're really going to get, if that's really your destination, that's where you want to go, live it up. I mean, fornicate all you want, adulterate all you want, drug it up, drink it up, do it up.
Mm-hmm.
Why go to hell on a strain? Why go to hell half-step? I mean, Mashiach done already told you. He wants you hot or cold. He already told you he's going to vomit you out of his mouth if you're half-stepping.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going nowhere that way. So if you're not all in, why go? You know where you're going. Why go to hell in the strain? And that preacher preached a lot of truth. But for those who want to go on, like Apostle Shaul said, he pressed toward the mark, we're going to have to do some things. We're going to have to matriculate our own salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. How are we going to matriculate? You're going to have to be willing to give up and navigate and do everything that Yah says you can do. I'm just going to give a few examples, and I'm going to close, turn it back over to you, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, myself included, because I'm not going to give an example that I can't live by or can't experience. Some of us may have to make some hard decisions. The time is short, and those who are in the spirit, you can feel it. You can discern it. You know the time is short.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go on for superficial reasons trying to justify time. Trying to justify time and say, well, you know, I want to do this, I because I think this is a good thing. But you think it's a good thing materially, a good thing in the flesh. What am I saying? For example, you can't just go on money and income or amount of income when y'all might be leading you to the west, but you're going east because you're thinking, my goodness, they're offering me a job for six figures, high
mm-hmm.
six figures in the east, but y'all is leading me west. And you start trying to justify why you should go east. Well, my family got to be taken care of. I should leave a legacy. I should leave something to my, children or my descendants. No, you got to go where Yah. What the scripture say? It say, as many that is are led by the Spirit of Yah, they are the sons and daughters of Yah. Some of you, to get real and to try to save time, some of you might have to give up things. You might have give up things in the flesh, but you're going to gain
mm-hmm.
in the spirit. You know why you're going to gain? You're going to feel so much closer to Yah. Each time you give up and you give in, you give up. What did you give up? You give up your flesh. What your flesh wants, you give up and you give in. So you give up and then you give in. You give up what your flesh wants and you give in to the desire of the Ruach. Each time you do that, you're going to feel another degree of closeness to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what I long. I know that's what we all want who walk in the Spirit. You want that closeness
mm-hmm.
to Yah. When you have that closeness to Yah, you feel you could do anything. You could face death. Why
mm-hmm.
are you scared to die? Because of their carnal fear. They don't have the comfort of the presence of Yah. If people have the presence of Yah, they could almost face anything. But
mm-hmm.
how do you get that? You don't get that just by living any kind of haphazard way. You got to walk this faith walk. So when you get close to Yah, you can feel you can do anything. I remember one time
mm-hmm.
I thought I had cancer. It was a false diagnosis, but I didn't know it was false at the time. You know, it was just a pain in my side, and one of the doctors thought it could be cancer. And I remember. Initially, I felt a little fear, but driving home, a peace came over me, Elder. And you know,
mm-hmm.
the only thing I could think of, and hallelujah, this is the Ruach in action. This ain't just no theoretical thing floating up in the sky. This is the Ruach in action. You know, by the time I got home, well before
mm-hmm.
I got home, you know what I'm thinking about? Not me, but how would my loved ones react? How would they take it if I tell them that? That's all. That was my concern. This is a true testimony. My wife know it. That was my concern. That's how much y'all had brought me to by the time I got the doctor's report to the time I was driving home. I had lost all fear of death. And I was just thinking
mm-hmm.
about how my loved ones would take it. And then to proceed further, when I got home, all I did was went in my room, fell on my face, prostrate before Yah, and told him, you know, if you're with me,
mm-hmm.
and this is the thing, if you're with me, I'll go through this. I can't go through it without you, though. Let me feel your presence. You know, just like Dawid said, he said, take not your free spirit from me. Take not your ruach from me. That was Dawid's biggest fear. Don't take your spirit from me. Yeah, I know you're persecuting because I've sinned. I've done these things. But don't take your set-apart spirit from me. And I knew just
what
he was talking about because that was my only concern. Don't take your presence away from me. If your presence go with me, I'll go all the way to the grave without blinking an eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real experience, Elder. That's a real experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of us, that's what all of us could experience. And some have experienced. I'm sure some experienced even closer to death than that. I found out quickly mine was a false diagnosis, but some of them may have had real. But if they're walking with Yah, I know they felt the same way I did. If you go with me, I can go through everything. That's why Yah's going to have some true warriors in these last times, because his spirit is going to go with him, and they can walk right into what we think is going to be sure death or sure destruction. So, real quickly, I know I keep saying that. People of Yah, you might have to give up some things. This is the last time. The days are short. Yah said in his word, he said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. He said in Matthew 24, he talks about if the time is shortened, he's speeding up the time. He told you there. And then he told you in what Elder read earlier in Romans 9:27, he said he's going to cut it short. He's going to cut it short in judgment. He said, though the number of the seed of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. And he said he's going to cut the time short in judgment. He's going to speed up the time. Come on, you physics majors, you quantum physics majors. Yah is speeding up the time. Why do you think the days are going so fast, the weeks? The years. Why do you think you're getting so old so quick? Speeding up time. He's literally doing that. Remember back in Uriah's time, he held up the time. Yah could hold up time, and he could speed up time. You know, that's why the people who, some of these brothers think that, you know, they have a hard time believing that our Mashiach came through a virgin birth. No, I don't mean that virgin means just a young woman. I know what all that false teaching is about. He came through a true virgin birth, like Yah can't do anything. You know, you better wake up. He came through a true virgin birth. If he could make Adam out of nothing but the dust of the ground, you don't think he can create life inside of Miriam without the sperm of Joseph? Elder, this is a bunch of foolishness. But that's what a lot of these so-called Hebrew Israelite brothers is. Let all that religious stuff go. But these, our brothers and sisters, in these last days, you're going to have to start giving up some things. You're going to have to start looking. You're going to ask these college counselors say you're going to have to matriculate your way. Well, it says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, fear of you failing to make the mark. You're going to have to give up some things. You can't just look at, not tell everybody to run out and quit their job tomorrow, but you better get on your knees. You better pray through some things. You better matriculate through some things. If the Spirit is leading you, there might be some things you have to give up. You might have to go down. You might have to go down in income. You might have to move geographically. You might have to get out of a certain situation. You might be in a demonic situation, demonic household. You might have to move out of the household. You might be at a demonic job. Y'all might want you to get out of that demonic job.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Are you in the Spirit or not? The Bible says if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. You claiming to be in the Spirit. You claiming that you have the Ruach. The Bible says, okay, then walk in the Spirit. You can't claim that you have the Spirit, but yet think it's weird and it's too far out to actually walk it out. No, you have to manifest this thing. You might have to leave a certain job and go to what the world look at as a lesser job. You might have to leave one geographical location and move to another geographical location. You got to be in the Spirit. That's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. So how would you know what to do? You have to pray. You got to be in tune. You got to be hooked up to the Most High. You know, as an electrician, I can say you got to be a part of that circuit. Are you not going to know what's going on? You got to plug into that source. Yah is our source. So you got to matriculate your way through. So these are the last times. So we can't just keep going on as business as usual. That's what we want to do. A lot of us, if Yah wants us to move out of this Babylon where we are right now, I'm talking about geographic, where we at in the United States, a lot of us don't want to move out of here. We got our home. We got our cars. We got our TVs. We don't want to go to some place unknown, especially if we are not plugged into the circuit. If we're not plugged into Yah, we're going to look at this as an atheist would look at it. We're going to look at it as foolishness. You know, Corinthians said things of Yah are foolishness unto the mind of carnal man. It's foolishness. And guess what? We think we're just talking about that man. That's talking about us too if we don't walk in the Spirit. So to matriculate ourselves through, it's got to be all or nothing at all. We got to know that Yah is not accepting our half-stepping. That's scripture. That ain't just out of my mouth. Right in Revelations 3:15. We have to walk this thing out. And what I want to leave our people with, search your heart. There's some things that we may have to give up. There's some things, some decisions, that big decisions that we might have to go against. Our fleshly understanding, our carnal understanding. That's why it says, trust in Yah, trust in His word with all your heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In other words, lean not to our own intellect. We're going to have to trust in Yah. Because we're fooling ourselves. If you don't believe that we're in the end times and this thing is quickly wrapping up, if you don't believe that this thing in Iran, just for an example, this thing in Iran is like a powder keg and can explode any moment, so you're living comfortable today, tomorrow, they want your son to go out to war. They want your 18, 19-year-old son to go out to war. And then they start rationing things, rationing food and rationing water and stuff here and tightening the screws. See, they already got the framework in place. They already did that with that Desert Storm thing when George Bush's administration pulled that false flag and blamed Saddam Hussein for the bombing of the World Trade Center. So they went through that, and America is so gullible. The Gentiles in America are so gullible that they just gave over all their rights, you know, gave over all their rights. That means they could wiretap your phone now without anything. If all they got to do is have the heading over it that you know, suspected terrorism, or you're aiding and abetting terrorism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Brought into Homeland Security, that all of this. So now all of your rights are gone. You say, hey, they can't come to my house. Yes, they can.
Hmm.
You gave it away. Mr. Gentile America, you gave it all away with that false flag called 9/11.
Hmm.
So if this stuff starts going down, you think you could just flick a switch and start getting in tune with the spirit? It don't work that way. You got to do it now. Elder, all I'm saying is our people got to start matriculating their way towards the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They might have to give up something. How they're going to hear? They're going to have to seek the Father, seek in prayer, and be on the same circuit. They hear his voice. He say, my sheep know my voice. There's another they won't follow.
Yeah, that's right.
So get real about this thing. We got to go all the way for Yah, or it's nothing at all. This is the last time Yah's getting ready to do something big. We might have an exodus from this place of, a lot of you think, this place of comfort, you know, familiarity. We love it. We just saw, you know, people was gathered at the Super Bowl. I can't give up all this. I like the Super Bowl and sports bars. I like all of this stuff. You know, a lot of these people, they're going to go down with it, Elder. They're going to go. It's safe to see the Israel, sand of the sea, but they say only a remnant is going to make it. A lot of these people are going to stay here, and they're going to do what? Revelation 18, they're going to partake of her plague because they didn't come out. And why they didn't come out? Because they wasn't plugged in. Come on, Israel. You're going to have to give it up your way. You're going to have to give in to Yah's way. He wants all or nothing at all. Bobby Caldwell found out today, he was talking about a woman. But we're talking about Yah. He wants all or nothing at all. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said it, Elder. I mean, you just put it on the line tonight. And so, you know, be blessed. It'll be well worth it if, you know, it will be, if this will be taken to taken for real and really looked at closely, and you know, not just take for granted life, you know, let just anything do and go on in our life. We got to be careful now because it's that time, like you're saying, we're at the end, you know. Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to go ahead and do then is I'm going to get ready to close out, but I'm going to read this one last scripture found in Revelation 22, verse 14, okay? And the scripture is telling us, blessed are those doing his commands, so that the authority shall be theirs unto the tree of life, and to enter through the gates into the city, okay? So we want to remember that. Blessed are those that are doing his command. So let's remember that and let's not forget it. Okay. So hallelujah. Hallelujah to our elder for what you brought forth tonight. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead, I guess, and get ready closing on out for tonight. And so if we are, again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And if there's any questions that you may ever have for us to answer for you, be sure and just come on in to the room if you want to, and just press 1 on your phone. We'll see you. Just have you to ask your question right here while we are on the show. Maybe we can get an understanding. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to get ready to go ahead and close it out, and we will be back next Tuesday on the third day, 7 p.m., and we will be glad to, hopefully that you will, join us then, okay? So, hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this time, Elder, I'm going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
All right. Go ahead and close it out with a set apart musical tune here.
Good night, Israel. Hallelujah.
All right. Good night.